It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Yeah, unfortunately, Ancestry.com disagrees with that. I thought maybe I'd have like that 1%.
Right.
Nah, zero. Yeah. Just 100% whack.
That is too funny.
Spadoni in for Steiny alongside Dale the Guru Johnson. Goo, you just had a just a take real quick on D'Angelo Russell's hair because we're in the studio and we'll get back to the 49ers and the Warriors here in a sec. But D'Angelo Russell, you're not a fan of the blonde?
Maybe if you just cut it all off, you might be quicker or faster and get to the cup. Good God, you can't do it all. What was the guy in Orlando? It looked like he had a mop. And he ended up cutting it off. What's my guy's name, Ken?
Alfred Payton.
Ken for the win. That'd have to be 5 pounds of hair. Like, cut it off, man.
You'd never go blonde like Joe Burrow?
Nah.
No?
Or Kuminga.
No.
Yeah. I don't know what Kuminga's got. He got blonde, black. I don't know.
Cisco?
Nah, that ain't me.
What was that? We got an alarm going on in here.
Attention.
Oh, we got a fire alarm going on right now.
That's what they got to go.
Am I supposed to let this just go, or am I supposed to speak over it?
I don't think this is in the manual.
It's not in the manual.
Oh,
man. 888-957-9570. We got a fire alarm happening here at the 95.7 The Game Studios. I think it's going to be a, it is what it is. But instead, I'm going to play them sound here real quick. Because we got this going on in the background. Greg Cosell joined Will and Dibs earlier this week, talked about how Christian McCaffrey changes this offense.
Oh, I think it's significantly more open. I think it starts with the pre-snap movement. There'll be a lot more. I mean, they're a high-motion offense to begin with, but I think with McCaffrey you can do even more. And then just simply the fact that the run game is better because he's, you know, a great runner. So I think there's, and the pass game element, obviously. So with the motion and the pass game element, I think there's a much broader playbook for sure.
And here's more from Greg Cosell talking about something he's learned about Juwan Jennings, who is also rejoining this 49ers offense.
Well, I wouldn't say I didn't know that he had it in him because I remember doing him and evaluating his tape when he came out of Tennessee, and I really, really liked him as a player. What hurt him was the fact that he ran something like a 4.74 40, so right away that dropped him in the eyes of scouts, evaluators, and coaches as someone who, hey, really good player, physical, competitive, tough, but how many 4.74 wide receivers play in the NFL? So he's not a surprise to me because he was in the SEC and he was a really, really good receiver, super competitive, super tough. You know, his game's obviously not built on speed, but that's okay. I mean, you know, there are very few receivers whose games are truly built on speed. So he's always been a physical, tough competitor who can work between the numbers, and he's with a team who the foundation of the passing game is working between the numbers.
See, I prefer that voice of Greg Cosell over the one that just, you know, blasted our studio here with the fire alarm, but I think everything's okay here. Just precautionary. They're just doing some drills, and we're okay. You know what? Joe Shasky likes to say, pivot, don't panic.
Oh, I like that.
And that's what we did right
Shout
there.
Shout out, Joe.
We go to the calming voices of a Greg Cosell, and you know what? He's excited about this offense changing with Christian McCaffrey, and why shouldn't you be?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was the offensive player of the year last year. I think Niners fans...
And a touchdown machine.
Yes, we just don't know what we're going to get from him.
Like, and I'm sorry. This is scary. And I can't believe Spadoni, the offseason when I heard it was a calf, then it was Achilles, I was like, Steiny was making fun of me. You worry too much. And we have not seen that man as great as he is on the football field. And you're right. To hear that Baldy sound talk about he might not even know. Because, I mean, you ever seen a horse kick up dust and take off and all that dust is left behind because it's so powerful?
Yeah.
That's how McCaffrey is when you talk about those cuts, and I got that from Baldy, but it's everything. And watching him in practice, I know that's not the game, But at the end of the day, Spadoni, you got to believe McCaffrey wouldn't put himself in harm's way if he didn't feel better. You know what? If that makes any sense, like he wouldn't. I know Durant did it, and I'll never forget that for the Warriors. Oh, they go, he's faking. He's trying to. It blew. So hopefully nothing like that happens.
It's just one of those injuries that it's just. Have you even heard of this injury before it happened with Christian McCaffrey? No. Like, I've never heard of something like this where there's that much wear and tear on the Achilles that it's a, quote, ticking time bomb that it could just go at any point. But he feels fine right now. It's something they just have to manage with
pain. But
what
about when he gets tackled and 300-pound dudes are laying on you? You ever watch a quarterback and he's hurt and you're like, you don't even watch where the ball went. You're like, did he get up?
Yeah.
Tony Romo days for me. Did he get up?
I mean, Joe Burrow yesterday was taking some shots.
Oh, that dude's like, tough.
Guy, he's very tough, and he just kept getting up and up.
But that's the part of this that Kyle and John are going to be like, even Trent Williams, like, are you okay?
About 6 minutes. Actually, check that. 5 minutes. We got the four things that Guru has in his back pocket
that gives him faith.
Yeah. It gives him belief. Four things he believes in with the San Francisco 49ers.
Don't give me faith.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Gotta have faith. George Michael, come on. You gotta have faith.
He had a beard. He had a beard game before. He started it.
Hey, it's almost George Michael's season after Thanksgiving because last Christmas, the greatest Christmas song of all time. Wham, baby. Let's go. Last Christmas, gave you my heart. No, you don't? No, go? No.
If I hear it.
Okay,
that
there you
it,
go. Right, well, a couple weeks, we'll play it. All right.
Shazam!
There you go, Shazam. Not Kazam. Shout out to
Have
great Shaquille O'Neal.
Have you seen that show with Jamie Foxx? It's called Shazam. They just play the music and you got to get, you know, people be like.
Jamie's been laying low a little bit.
Well, no, he's on here and he looks weird. I'm like, yeah.
No.
Am I too soon? Let me be quiet. Yeah.
Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. 5 minutes. We got the four things to believe in and not believe in when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers. Something that's been just amiss this season, though, and it goes back to the quarterback. And I'm not here. I'm not some Brock Purdy hater. I don't want that to come through the airwaves that I have this vendetta against Brock Purdy.
Though.
No,
you're fair.
No, he just hasn't had a great season. I don't think he's been solid. He's been okay. I just don't think he's been great. Great was last night. What I saw from Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, that was greatness.
It was incredible.
What I've seen from Jared Goff has been great at times. I don't think Patrick Mahomes has been great this season. He's been solid, kind of like Brock Purdy. It's interesting that both quarterbacks that played in the Super Bowl about 6-8 months ago, they've just been okay. But the 49ers passing, it just has not been good, Guru. I don't think it's been great. I think it's been injuries. It's been George Kittle, and then what else?
You think the O-line's getting a pass?
I do think the O-line's been getting a pass. I don't think Trent Williams has been his best this season.
I wonder if his, I think three seasons in a row, all pro, I'm wondering if that's in jeopardy.
We'll see, but he's been, like, the thing with Trent Williams is he's so good still that he's been better than most, but better than most isn't good enough for Trent Williams.
But then why the problems in the red zone when you can't just say, hey, we're running right behind 71? You know what I mean, Spadoni?
No, it's a good point. And here's Brian
like
Baldinger.
We're on Star Trek.
USS Captain, Enterprise.
Captain!
Pivot, don't panic. Brian Baldinger on the 49ers needing to improve the passing game.
I'd like to see the passing game, you know, pick up. They've thrown 10 touchdown passes in 8 games. I think that has to improve. I mean, you're on pace to throw 20. They need, you know, but I think if they're really going to make a run in the playoffs, like, they got to finish the season after 17 games at 30 touchdown passes.
Mm.
Like, their passing game has to pick up, especially the way the run game has been and their play-action passes off it. I think the passing game and the finishing these drives, we talked about it all year, you know, red zone, whatever. Like, it has to result in touchdowns. And, you know, if touchdown passes, I believe you got to be up around 30, I think, if you're going to be in the playoffs and if you're going to make a playoff push.
All right.
Man, I love Baldy. You got to be around 30. So, they got 10.
Right now, like, the 49ers passing game, I feel like, is the big issue right now. So that's great that Christian McCaffrey's coming back because I think a lot of people are using him and seeing him as like, oh, the running game. But he's so much more than that, Guru. He's Weapon X.
Oh, man.
He's in the passing game. Like, I truly believe if Christian McCaffrey was just a slot receiver, he'd be the best slot receiver if he put all of his attention doing that. Like, he's that damn good. Like, what his brother's doing in Washington, Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah.
even more than that. Like, and he's been pretty damn good as a rookie coming out of Rice University alongside Jaden Daniels, the other rookie there. So, yeah, the passing game is what I think is going to be elevated even more so. And just think what it's going to do for a guy like Ricky Pearsall.
Oh, man.
Just having that action, too, and the looks that Pearsall is going to get.
Every single player on that offense, Bedoni, and that's why I chose to use the Curry label on McCaffrey. The play-action pass, the stress on the defense. You can line him up out wide, McCaffrey. All that comes back into play, and that's why, as excited as I am for the Niners and Niner fans, you're honing in on, okay, Spadoni, if this spark plug doesn't work, which we think it's going to, then what do we really have? Then there's real problems in Niner Central.
Well, again, Brian,
you know what? This is it.
Brian Baldinger on if Christian McCaffrey can't get back to his normal form.
I mean, I'm not here to, you know, put a black cloud over this thing, but it could be doomsday if he can't get that. It's like every running back, you know, I'm watching Dalvin Cook in Dallas. Like, it's been done. It's been done for Dalvin. He's been a great player in his league, but it's over for him. So, Ezekiel Elliott, it's over. Like, these guys lose their explosion. Like, if McCaffrey can't get that elite stop-start quickness of his game, if he can't get that back, is he going to be just another back that, you know, we just talk about the old days?
Which is, again, we're not trying to be doomsday like Brian Baldinger said there.
Give me a double.
But this is what happens with running backs.
Right.
Like, this is like, unless you're Derrick Henry and your game is just predicated on strength and size, like, this is what happens. Marshall Faulk, who's my guy? Sean Alexander. You can just go on. The list goes on and on and on. I know Adrian
Eddie
Peterson,
George.
Eddie George. Like, the wear and tear, and then there's a drop-off. That's what happens.
No, and oh my gosh, just hearing that, it's real. There's no hate. There's no shade. And what concerns me again, Spadoni, is the fact that this kind of happened out of nowhere. You know, he didn't get hurt after week 5 or week 6 and 25 carries on a Sunday. He was basically resting this whole offseason, and those Achilles were still barking.
And he got paid, too. Ooh, he was the priority. He was the priority.
In the middle of the night.
Don't get
it
twisted.
But you understood that, right?
Well, sure, but I also understood why, when we were talking about contract negotiations, stuff like that, when it came to Brandon Ayuk, why he would feel some type of way. It's like, okay, this guy's already under contract. You made him a priority over me. My contract, I need to get paid. I'm not paying on playing on this fifth year. But that's a conversation for another day. Right now, Goo, I want to do some not quite four up,
okay,
four down.
Ah, look at him.
The belief. They're called the 49er faithful. That's what the fan base is called. And Guru, he's got some faith in this team. He's got four things that he believes in, and four things, well, he might not believe in when it comes to this 49ers team in the second half. Goo, take it away.
All right, it's Kyle Shanahan, the boy wonder, and he's owned in his career the month of November, especially under the Niners as head coach, and that gives me just ultra confidence that this is a nothing burger. They'll take care of Tampa Bay this week. They'll take care of this month, but they'll do it with the resource of having Christian McCaffrey back.
Okay, that's your number one thing.
That's my number
one
thing.
We're doing this on the go here, so we got to. It's not official unless we play the number one, two, three, or
love
four.
It.
Steve Stone. What's the number two?
Brock Purdy going through what I told you is football puberty, and just basically finding out what he can do. What's difficult without Christian McCaffrey? Now you got your big brother in the backfield on the offense, and now I gotta believe come Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Standard time. Brock Purdy's going to drop back and operate this offense like, holy hell, I'm done with the difficult stuff. Not going to be easy, but I got my guy with me. Let's go. Touchdowns galore.
So, number three.
Number one, Shanahan. You got faith in him.
The month of November.
Number two, You got Purdy getting his horse back. And what's number three?
Number three.
The fact that they know the margin of error is over. You are not right now primed to get in as a wild card, I don't believe. And one more loss is probably Saran in that regard. So I think Kyle and company know the losing's over. We got to get hot. We got to run some off. And I think that starts this Sunday. So the margin of error being as thin as Amit Spadoni is my third one.
Okay, and these are four things that Guru believes in this 49ers team in the second half. And stay tuned, because he got four things that he doesn't quite believe in. What's number four?
Number four.
The fact that Kyle Shanahan and the Niners have been 3-4, and at some junctures 3-5, and they've gotten over the mountaintop. So I believe Kyle Shanahan's looking at 4-4 is, you know what? I've been here. It's been worse. It's been more people doubting us. And I think the fact that he has success coming from those junctures, 3-4, 3-5, he'll get his team right back in playoff position.
All right. Those are the four things that you have faith in, that you believe in with this 49ers team. What are some of the things that you're a little shaky on?
The defense. All right. McCaffrey does not play defense, and we just discussed it. And if they don't get a boost, or Sorensen doesn't figure something out, Spadoni, you can't. I'm talking championship or bust. You can't stop some of these elite offenses you're going to face, and you haven't done it yet. Okay, so the defense gives me cause for pause.
The entire defense gives you a cause
for
pause.
No doubt about it.
Not just. You know, Bosa's been playing well.
Everybody, I'm not.
Fair enough.
Okay, special teams. You talked about it earlier. Ugh. This could be the death of the 2024 Niners.
I just call it teams.
Okay.
There's nothing special about it.
I like that. I mean, when...
God bless you.
I had a Dorito. When is it going to get better, Spadoni?
Spicy nacho.
Like special teams, I mean, it costs you. We've seen the Super Bowl. I don't know what's going on. And then sometimes I think people are like, there's a 60-minute football game. Okay, bad coverage on a punt, yada, yada, yada. Are we being – this is probably the worst facet to their team right now. And Spadoni, if it doesn't get better, it's going to cost them. It's cost them already, but now we're talking about a season. So special teams number two on why they don't get it done.
You're going, Bob, it's going to cost us.
That might be an early eight. I'm going to run that by Diz when he comes in.
Please, thank
you. My guy. Hey, and the last, number three. Is what Niner fans don't want to hear. Spadoni and I'm putting you in this one. We're not being negative, but it is a reality that McCaffrey may not be himself. And if Baldy's correct and he lacks explosiveness, then I think they're done. I really do. This to me is the last pellet of hope. And if he's not himself or right, then this just what I told Steiny at some junctures. You know what, Steiny? Sometimes it's just not your year. And I feel that way with the contract stuff, the holdout. But hopefully I'm wrong, Spadoni.
All right. So these are the four things that Guru does not believe in when it comes to the second half. Four things that could prevent the 49ers from making it. This is the last one. What do we got?
Number four.
Put some respect on the guy from Arizona State, Mr. Brandon Ayuk's name. You talked about you want to see more from the passing game. I love young Ricky Pearsall. Thank God. He's still with us, but the bottom line is, can you really, as an offense, overcome an injury to your number one receiver? And I know for a second, never on mine, was Brandon Ayuk public enemy number one, but a lot of people didn't like how he handled his business. But are you telling me you can lose a guy of that caliber that you thought was worth 30 a year and not skip a beat? So I'm wondering if that injury to number 11 is something they just as an offense can't overcome.
Wow. Heading into this season, I thought that he was the sixth most important person on that offense. So I didn't even think he is their number one receiver.
Wow.
I think
six.
Purdy was more important because he's the quarterback. Christian McCaffrey was more important. Trent Williams is more important. Deebo Samuel is more important. George Kittle is more important than Brandon Ayuk. So I actually don't even. I think they could absorb
but
that.
But let's stop with Deebo.
Loss.
He's been available. And he, you know, he's had his little stuff going on health wise, but has he really had a Deebo like season? I'm saying hell no.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. I don't think anyone outside of George Kittle has really had a season that's up to par with what they have shown in the past.
And you're including Purdy in there.
I'm including Brock
Purdy. I
think
you're being too hard on him, though.
Why?
Because
he leads like he's like
no, he got a lot of success early, but you're comparing him or looking at him through the prism of Mahomes and Burrow and Lamar Jackson.
Well, Mahomes hasn't been. I've said Mahomes hasn't been that impressive this year either. I know that they're undefeated, but he hasn't been that impressive.
But he's winning.
That's fine. Like, but I'm fair across the board. I don't think Mahomes has been that impressive. Just like Brock Purdy, I don't think he's been that impressive this year. Yeah, he is eighth in total passing yards, 2,101. But like,
well, let me give you this.
He has a 10-7 touchdown interception ratio. Right. Is that good?
What about the next five games? They go 4-1. Let's just say they go 5-0. Purdy throws 12 touchdowns to one interception. I feel like you're going to rob him of the credit because you're going to be like, well, McCaffrey was back. And that's all I'm trying to tell you in the masses now is McCaffrey's got that type of gravity to where maybe that's the one thing that Purdy's missing. And the Niners, I don't think it's a bad thing that if we see Purdy take off, there's no correlation from McCaffrey coming back to Steph Curry.
I'm not going to just poo-poo Brock. Okay. If he does that, that means everything's firing on offense, and he is a big part of that. But part of the Kyle Shanahan offense is, you know, it's running back-centric. And you know what? When you have your running back, you're going to be leaning on that. You're going to be leaning on Christian McCaffrey and his ability to simulate the run in the pass game as well, which I think, again, goes back to what Baldy was talking about, kind of like what the Tom Brady Patriots did in a way when he just had those quick passes, 4 or 5 yard chunk plays. That's something that's missing with this 49ers offense as well, I think. Being able to adjust on the fly like that, they weren't able to do it without McCaffrey because Mason just isn't that guy in the backfield. Not that he can't do it, but he's just not that guy. Now he's banged up, and Guerrero, we'll see. I've been impressed with the young rookie, but yeah, I'm going to give Brock Purdy his credit if he turns things around. And I'm not going to solely say it's a collective, Goo. We do this thing.
I love that word.
We do this thing though, where it's it's all on one guy or it's all on this guy, it's all on that. No. If the 49ers turn this thing around, it's going to have to be a total team effort, especially on offense.
Well, it's funny you say that because in the world we live in today, Spadoni, Norm, my pops, said you're doing a phenomenal job, always said, son, follow the money. And you went in, and you were right going in on one Leonard Floyd. But when we look at the pay stub, we could also, you could have that same energy on Bosa in regard to what he's supposed to do. So I'm not dare saying Bosa and Floyd are disappointing. They're equal. No, not at all. But my gosh, all of a sudden now quarterback pressures have become a staple for Bosa.
You don't think pressures are important?
No, they are, but they don't supersede a sack. And I know dominance when I see it. And I went to that Cowboy game, and they're a mess. Bosa didn't have a bad game. But Spadoni, I didn't leave the stadium walking out of there like, oh, he wrecked that game for the Dallas Cowboys. I just didn't. And again, I'm not saying Bosa was bad. Mediocre? I'm just saying average is what I think Bosa's been this year. For them to go far, cause some noise, you tell me if I'm on crazy street here. He's got to step his game up.
I think it's been a culmination of things. He hasn't had the help that I think a lot of, 49ers fans had expected Yetur Gross-Matos or Leonard Floyd or Javon Hargrave to help out this season.
What help does your guy Crosby have in Vegas?
Well, he had Christian Wilkins, who was one of the best defensive tackles, but he's been out, and his season's been not as good as I think a lot of Raider fans are expecting. But the difference between Crosby and Bosa, Crosby plays every single snap.
He don't need water.
He doesn't. But part of that is also he's going to have diminished stats in certain areas because he's going to be more gassed. I think we're seeing that with Nick Bosa. His usage rate is at an all-time high in his 49ers career. So you're going to be seeing a more diminished Bosa at times because of the more wear and tear. That's just natural, man. But I think that's the problem.
You're telling me just to slow down on production if you see said defensive lineman out there more? Am I wrong, or is anybody wrong to say, does it have to be decreased dividends? Can it be like more productions?
I think he's being asked to do something he hasn't been asked to do in his career yet, and I think he's actually been doing pretty damn good. And I know the sack numbers aren't there to justify it, but it's funny. It's kind of the chicken or the egg thing, because I remember, it's funny you bring up Crosby, because Crosby and Bosa, they were both up for Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Crosby had more sacks than Nick Bosa. But Nick Bosa had more pressures. And the Raiders obviously weren't a playoff team, and the Niners were. And Nick Bosa ended up winning Defensive Rookie of the Year. So we'll get into more of that on the other side. We're up against it. 888-957-9570 is the number. What gives you belief in this 49ers team the second half that they could turn it around? Are you down on Nick Bosa? Are you down on this defense right now? Where are you at the 49ers offense? And Brock Purdy, does he need to step it up? Have you been impressed with Brock Purdy in this first half? I think he's been a little average And that's, you know what, saying something, because he's been an MVP candidate for most of his time in the NFL. So 888-957-9570. Plus, Guru, I want to get into a little bit of the Dubs.
Oh, big game tonight. Big season thus far.
They've been incredible. And I want to get into that into this next hour. And that's what's coming up on the game, presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. And that segment was brought to you by Safeway. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.